This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Stuart McLam had to make a big move to complete his new album as The Love Language. Baby Grand got its start in a warehouse in Virginia, but it was McLam's move to the West Coast that prompted a creative surge that completed the collection. Each song inhabits its own universe and stands alone, but it also holds together as an expression of McLam's creative vision. The Love Language takes the stage at the Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh this week, and Stuart is here to talk about the new songs. Good morning.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in. That wall of sound that kicks off Frames is a great place to start this record.
It came about, honestly, I was having an issue, it was funny, with a radio tower. There was a radio tower near this studio I'd set up, and we were getting these frequencies that were coming through my compressor. It was causing all this noise, and frustrated trying to work on a softer song and having these frequencies, I was like, well, I'm just going to make something really loud and noisy so you can't hear it, you know? But yeah, so that kind of led to that. But in it, all these different songs, and that one just was like, it felt like a big bang and been perfect to kind of kick off the record. I see all the colors and she paints it
black. What made you decide to go to Los Angeles?
I think that I'd always really enjoyed visiting there, and I knew that, yeah, you know, I'm getting to do some of the touristy things or whatever. I don't have any understanding of what it would be like to live here. But once I moved out of North Carolina, what I would maybe say was like a comfort zone in some ways for me, I just had this excitement about trying to move wherever I kind of wanted to. There wasn't anything holding me back. And I think it was just maybe some of the like romanticism about LA and stuff, but just was like, let's give it a shot.
Creatively, as a songwriter and a musician, how did that fit into your move to Los Angeles?
You know, I've kind of found through the years that I have a hard time, I think, making decisions up here in my brain or even in my gut sometimes. And it's like, I've noticed that I talk about them, like to close friends. It helps me to kind of make decisions. And I think maybe I do that with songwriting too. I've started to slowly learn this about myself. So if you listen to the record, a lot of these songs were written when I was in like a darker place, like living in Raleigh and Chapel Hill for a little bit. But you hear this sort of longing for move and change. So a lot of these, this isn't really my like LA record per se is written there or inspired by the land, but it was sort of inspired by the idea of the longing and the fantasizing about moving.
Well, does Southern Doldrums kind of encompass that, some of the reasons why you decided to go?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like I don't always write so literally, but yeah, you can hear some of the lyrics about, yeah, we can live anywhere we want to. I will say, too, that Los Angeles did have a big effect in, like, I really finished it and tweaked some final things once I got there. Like, I think when you're working on art of any kind, you can, you know, you're always full of doubt as an artist at some point in the process. I think a lot of people would admit that. You get excited about it, then you've heard it so many times, or you're working on your painting and you're like, oh, I hate it now. And you kind of go through these mental flip-flops of believing in your art and then not. And I think I finally was able to totally believe in it once I got to a new environment and got out to Los Angeles.
Juicebox gets my vote for one of the songs of the summer, and it reminded me of an Earth, Wind, and Fire record, yeah. Oddly enough.
Cool.
But then I was wondering, who's playing the bass on that? Because yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's my brother, Jordan, and he has played in The Love Language past. A lot of people would recognize him as the drummer for a few years. The idea behind that was we got the studio sort of built and set up, painted the walls, and I feel like for the first day, we should work on something that doesn't feel like work or like just have fun. So me and my brother just kind of collaborated on that song, and just it was written, at least arrangement and melody, like kind of on the spot. So it was just came out really quick. But I never thought it was going to be a love language song. It was so different, and singing falsetto, we were just having fun and trying to do something more like disco R&B influenced.
It's funny how it happens, right? Is it something that you just, you know, you're just messing around, you're just trying to settle into a new recording space, and you wind up with a great song.
Yeah. And that's that. Yeah, that's you got to remember that as an artist sometimes, just to have fun and see what comes out of it. Do something that people don't expect you to do.
This would be our fifth 4th of July. Isn't just hard to say. It's kind of a poignant line from Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one about somebody who got away?
Yes. I think we cared about each other a lot, but it was just, you know, it's hard to make work. And I think it's been a very amicable and adult, and there's a lot of love and respect still there for each other. So it's been good in the parting, and we're both in better places. If any song, I'd say that's probably more of like a diary entry, but there'd be a lot of reunions after breakups for whatever reason on the 4th of July. So, and it's just, yeah, it was an interesting play out. That's Independence Day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know? It's very good. Stuart McLam is the love language. The new record is called Baby Grand, and it's out now. You can hear the new songs online at WUNCmusic.org and at 91.5 HD2. The Love Language play the Lincoln Theater as part of the Hopscotch Music Festival tonight. Thanks for stopping by, Stuart.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Stuart will be a guest DJ on WUNC Music tomorrow afternoon. He'll be spinning records live from Hopscotch alongside members of Superchunk, Waxahachie, and other Merge Records artists.